USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. With the clock ticking, the White House says there is no progress in its negotiations with Republicans to raise the debt ceiling.
The White House and Republicans are still without a deal after briefly resuming discussions on Friday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre admitted both sides are still far apart.
There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation. That's not lost on us. But the president's team is going to continue to work hard towards a reasonable bipartisan solution.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said a deal needs to be reached by the end of the weekend in order for lawmakers to have enough time to pass it before the June 1st deadline. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Nebraska's governor says he looks forward to signing a bill passed by lawmakers that would ban abortion at 12 weeks and restrict gender-affirming health care for people under the age of 19. The bill is poised to become law after being passed yesterday. And Minnesota's governor has signed a historic gun safety bill into law. It establishes new gun control measures like universal background checks for private gun sales and restricts when police can use no-knock warrants. It also puts so-called red flag laws into place so a judge can temporarily remove guns from someone who appears to be a threat to themselves or others. The alleged Pentagon leaker will remain in custody awaiting trial.
A federal judge in Massachusetts ordered National Air Guardsman Jack Fischer to be held in custody without bail. Prosecutors argued Fischer is a flight risk, while defense attorneys had asked that their client be released and allowed to stay at his father's home. I'm Dave Collins.
Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is filing to run for president as a Republican in 2024. He's expected to make an announcement on Monday. Senator Scott launched a presidential exploratory committee last month and joined a growing field of GOP candidates in the race. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
The FBI misused a digital surveillance tool more than 278,000 times, according to a newly unsealed court document. The agency used it on crime victims, those arrested at 2020 protests after the killing of George Floyd, January 6th riot suspects, and in a certain case, 19,000 donors to a congressional candidate. The FBI says it already fixed the problems and blamed the issues on a misunderstanding between the agency and the Justice Department about how to use the database. Ukraine says it's hoping to receive American-made F-16 fighter jets by as early as this fall.
The Washington Post reports an advisor to Kyiv's Ministry of Defense made that statement after the U.S. agreed during the G7 summit to allow its allies to send the aircraft to Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Advisor Yuri Sack on Friday estimated that if decisions are made quickly, F-16s could be flying in Ukrainian airspace by the end of September. President Biden has repeatedly disallowed the high-tech F-16s to be used in the fight against Russia. The transfer of F-16s to Ukraine must still be approved by Congress. I'm Brad Siegel.
Strengthened by President Biden's decision on those fighter jets, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has landed in Japan for the G7 summit and is expected to address world leaders tomorrow. Leaders of the world's 7 top democracies have been talking on a range of issues, including China's growing military and Russia's war with Ukraine. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.